questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, brother. Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammadpour, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Hajar al-Aswad. Roughly, it can be translated into literally to the black stone, which is an ancient sacred stone in Islam, and it is located in the eastern corner of the Kaaba, which is known as Rukn al-Aswad or Rukn al-Hajari, the stone, we can say, angle. So so many people might criticize the Muslims that you are, for example, praising or you are touching a piece of a stone, and this would be considered a kind of, we can say, idol worshipping, because the idols were made out of stone and the wood at the time of the polytheists, and prophets came into this world in order to remove such behaviors. But I'm sure that you have nice elaborations regarding the significance of Hajar al-Aswad and what is it exactly. What is Hajar al-Aswad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that when you want to have the circumambulation around the Kaaba, whether it is recommended or obligatory in your Hajj, it is, important to start your circumambulation around Kaaba from the Hajar al-Aswad, or roughly translated as the black stone, and to end the tawaf and circumambulation to the, it's part of this black stone or Hajar al-Aswad.
So this is the starting and the ending point for circumambulation
exactly.
And tawaf. Okay.
And of course, many narrations from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, with regards to the Hajar al-Aswad. For example, one of which it has been mentioned that is one of the stones that, it has been brought to these spots from the heavens, From the heaven, it has been brought to these spots, and, it has been quoted from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, and of course from from Noble Prophet Muhammad. For example, in other narrations, we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this Hajar al-Aswad, and it is a kind of sign, one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
For example, sha'airullah, one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you put your hand, when you touch this Hajar al-Aswad, actually is a sign of paying allegiance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
And to pay your covenants with him, via these Hajar al-Aswad. But after all, we have this kind of quotation in the, narrative story of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu was-salam.
Right.
But maybe we are not 100% sure about the authenticity of this narration.
Of course,
we have to have this kind of classical discussion to another session.
But we know that, for example, at the time of Prophet Muhammad, there was a dispute, isn't it, of owning this stone or placing it in Kaaba, and Prophet Muhammad, selected a piece of cloth, put the stone on that, and the head of the tribes, each one of them took one part of the cloth and take it to the Kaaba, and then Prophet Muhammad, by his holy hands, put the stone on the place that is today. So it shows that this story has authenticity, and at least this piece of a stone has been considered as one of the heavenly stones on earth.
We have a lot of story attached to these stones.
Yes.
For example, some people try to steal it. And for a couple of occasions, unfortunately, they succeed in stealing this holy stone.
Yes.
But again, it was returned to its own spot. And, Only a few pieces of this stone has been remained.
That's right.
You know, in the they have been put in the silver.
Okay.
And few, you know, pieces of it has been remained. Anyway, it has its own sanctuary. We do not want to deny
yes.
that, actually.
Yes.
But I want to say that after all, is a sign of the paying your covenants with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you wanted to, for example, you go into the mosque and pray toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yes.
it's a sign of your respecting and appreciating the mercy. Actually, is one of the philosophies of prayer. Is to be, you know, thankful and grateful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you renew your covenants with Him.
That's right.
When you go to the mosque and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the stone itself is not the main goal
exactly.
of the Muslims, of whether touching it or not. And the case is that I think the presence of this stone in the among the religious rituals dates back to prophets before Prophet Muhammad, isn't it?
Exactly,
the
yes.
Prophet Abraham, for example.
Yeah, yeah. In
so
the time of the...
Yes.
yes, exactly. It's one of the remnants of mm-hmm. the time, of the beginning time of the building of this holy Kaaba.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And the point that I want to emphasize here is that it is not idol worshipping. For example, when you go and pay visits to the holy shrine of the infallible Ahlul Bayt, or for example, you pay visit to the, you know, grave of noble Prophet Muhammad, actually you do not believe in the deity of the noble Prophet Muhammad. You
That's
know,
right.
If you ask any a person, any Shia Muslim or any other Muslim, whether you believe in that, for example, noble Prophet Muhammad or the grave that you visit, for example, the
yes.
grave of Imam al-Hussein,
yes.
do you believe any kind of divinity of that place mm-hmm. or Imam Hussein himself?
Okay.
No, none of them, they believe in that. So if you want to claim that, accuse us of idol worshipping, one of the tenets of idol worshipping is actually you believe in the deity of that. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
But nobody believe in that.
Yes.
All of them, they are, you know, originating and stemming from the, you know, love.
Yes.
From hubb.
Yes.
Because, for example, when you pay visit to the holy shrine of noble Prophet Muhammad or, for example, any other infallible Ahlul Bayt, it is a sign of your love toward Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. It is a sign of respect toward them. And actually, they are servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? In the, for example, ziyarah text, visitation text of Ahlul Bayt, we have the Ashhadu annaka abdullah.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that you are the servant of Allah. Annaka abdus salih. You are the righteous servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important. So these are, for example, paying visit to the holy shrine or, for example, touching the stone, this black stone or Hajarul Aswad, it is not at all idol worshipping.
Yes.
Rather, it is a sign of the some kind of covenant, paying your covenant toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And so many of, we can say, of the Shias are criticized because of paying visit to the tombs of the holy imams. They say that you pray the stone or the gravestone, or you touch, for example, the chamber on a graveside, for example, of your holy imams. And this is a type of shirk. This is exactly like Hajar al-Aswad. This is a sign, isn't it?
Exactly.
I mean, touching, for example, the chamber or iron or a stone, and we can say hoping and doing tawassul to them is a kind of hope that the people have in these divine signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the holy person who is buried over there,
for sure has effects, isn't it, on the surrounding.
Exactly. You know, we have a lot of Quranic evidences for that.
Okay.
You know that all Muslims, they believe in Hubbun Nabi, the love of Noble Prophet Muhammad.
Yes.
So have kind of awe, respect, love toward the Noble Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny. Nobody dispute about this issue. So one of the examples of having love toward Noble Prophet Muhammad is to pay visit to his holy shrine or the holy shrine of the pure progeny of Noble Prophet Muhammad. It's because of that. But after all, I reiterate that again, we believe that they are servant, righteous yes. servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have nothing independently. Rather, whatever they have is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we have a lot of Quranic evidences yes. for that.
Okay.
For example, sha'airullah, these are from considered to be signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many other evidences that
right.
I will touch upon that.
But scientifically speaking, if you want to talk experimentally, the stones have their own effects on life. This is for absolute sure. According to so many studies and experimental studies, the stones have their own effects. For example, that's why, for example, the stones and different stones with different qualities are used in the rings of the Muslim men, because they believe that these stones have their own effects on the people, which are really precious. So a piece of a stone like Hajar al-Aswad or the Black Stone for sure has its own, we can say, effects on the people. But as you said, that's not the main goal. I mean, the people who are doing tawaf around Kaaba must not only concentrate on touching it or, for example, for sure touching it. That's a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a sign of monotheism for the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth.
Exactly.
Right.
You know that about the, it has a lot of narrations with regards to the, for example, the last savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi, when okay. he reappear, we have that he led toward this, this black stone, and he declare his divine declaration.
Okay.
That the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam.
That's right.
So we have, I think, we have a lot of, you know, narration with regards to this black stone and the benefit of that. And after all, it is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to respect toward that.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Nur Mahpur, for a nice elaboration regarding Hajar al-Aswad or the black stone and the significance of this stone in Islam. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali. حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين حسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن